Drummer Ernesto Cervini's group called Turboprop with a set from an album called Abundance. That last track was My Shining Hour. And My Shining Hour has now moved into the second one on our program today. It's 11:04 here at CKUW. You're listening to Voyage. My name's Keith Black. Well, sneaking away from the group Turboprop, trombonist William Karn I don't know, Tara Davidson's on this track or not. Yes, she is. A couple of folks who have performed with Turboprop, also now on their own. This is a brand new album, actually, called from William Karn as leader, called Choices. It's called The Unburdening. And it has, again, some of the usual suspects that you've just heard. Karn on keyboards, as well as trombones and voice. Hi-Philo, who is the name basically belongs to a guy named Todd Pentney on keyboards. Brad Turner on trumpet. Luis Denise on alto. Lena Alamano on trumpet. And Tara Davidson, who actually is William Karn's life partner, on alto and voice. Selena Evangeline as well on voice on some tracks. Lorne L. Lewis on drums. David Derenzo on drums, as well as Colin Kingsmore. They all switch around. Like I was saying earlier in the program, don't ask me who's doing what on what album, on what track. Doesn't matter. Anyhow, a great group here. They are going to play a set There actually will be four or five tracks, but some of them are about a minute long, so they're not particularly lengthy. But from The Unburdening, here's William Karn's band called Choices. The first one is a very brief track called No Peace. That sort of sums it up.
Thank you.
William Karn and his group called Choices from the album called The Unburdening. Some interesting music there, some very brief tracks. That the shortest one was No Peace, I think, and then the next shortest one was Snake Plissken Finds Peace. There you go. Isn't that precious? And it is 11:22 Central Time. You're listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. And I'm about to go into my historical segment. I begin the show by saying that pianist Jeff Johnson from the East Coast, from actually Newfoundland, I believe, or Nova Scotia, perhaps. Sorry, Jeff. I didn't do that very well, did I? Anyhow, he recorded an album in 1992 called the Jeff Johnson Quartet with Kenny Wheeler. And I've played it early on in my show list here at CKUW, but I haven't played it for years. And I found out just recently that Jeff Johnson has a brand new album, which I have not heard, but it is either just out or coming out soon. And that triggered my memory to pull this out of the memory box, so to speak, and play this album or parts of this album for my historical segment. It's from 1992 or 93, and with Jeff Johnson on piano and Martin Ricker on guitar, Jim Vivian on bass, and Mike Billard on drums, is the great Kenny Wheeler on trumpet. Now, we always in Canada are always very proud to say that Kenny Wheeler was Canadian born, which he was, but he spent most of his life in the UK, and although he was very generous with coming back home, if you will, and recording in Canada with a number of bands over the years. He has a distinctive sound and a phenomenal trumpet player and very inventive, and was able to blend in a number of different ensembles, large and small, with great sensitivity. And this is a fine example of that on this album. It's not a very well-known album, I don't imagine. It's from, as I say, 1990. It was recorded in 92, I think, maybe released in 93, whatever, back a few years. And it is a quartet with Kenny Wheeler, and it is very fine. I enjoyed it at the time, and then there's just so much music floating around in my head, as well as in my very messy office, that it takes a prod to get it back on the screen. Well, here it is, and I'm going to play four tracks from this album with Kenny Wheeler and Jeff Johnson on piano and the leader here. I'm going to play Prelude, and then One by One, and then Ballade, and then the longest track is called Aurora. Here is Jeff Johnson Quartet with the great Kenny Wheeler.